The Last Say. Call it an infestation of worms floor mapping your innards. Call it an impossible current directing you over the crater fall, or a whispered breath ricocheting inside your skull that whispers, "Loser, fool, you have never belonged." But you must belong. You must let it burn you out, possess you with its electrical charge. Turn on the microphone and scream its ownership over you. Call it debris, plastic bags in the belly of a dolphin. Call it hot liquid iron rising to seal your throat. Lock it so you cannot swallow. Imagine yourself a greenhouse and store your treasure there. Place your orphaned lizards in vegetable beds and tell them they are safe. Give them a home to thrive in. Don't crash or perish, but open. Stay open, even as your nerves are poltergeisted, haunted. And the flower you grew, counted on to keep growing, is snapped at the stem, ground level. How can you change it? You can't. It is summer, the last day of school. You wanted to harness your heart, give it a safety net far from the rocks, but it is all a choice, autonomous. This is your nest. Put in it what you will. Trust in the green juice inside your branches. Don't let the ice melting platform at your feet prevail. God is tender, so you must be too. Keep your tenderness afloat, even when soaked in frigid waters. Let the pressure threaten to kill you. It won't kill you. Loosen the knot and climb under the jettison cliff's edge. Hang upside down. It is a long way to fall, but your arms are strong, and something stronger still is holding you in its sustaining embrace.